Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, sometimes you got to just cover all of it. Solid conservative and just plain right. Well, hey, by the way, real quick before I jump on the dipper that we're doing right now, mass migration with a caller who's just on the line right now. Breaking news on one of the big screens here in the studio. The U.S. is beefing up its military posture in the Middle East. Naval assets have been reallocated, and apparently it's being reported now that Israel has placed its defense force on high alert. The expectation is that the fact that Iran hasn't done a major strike yet doesn't mean they're not going to. In fact, there's some who believe that it's still imminent. So anyway, we'll keep you posted on that. If something happens, we will let you know. In the meantime, let's jump back on this topic. Mass migration is what I'm talking about. I told you about drones at the southern border. I told you about Biden policies or Biden-Harris policies that are even making it easier at the request of Mexico for migrants to get through the process. And then, you know, you look at it and go, okay, all of this to say, is it still a big story? Is it still happening? Is it still hitting mainstream America, mainstream America? And the answer is yes. So here we are right here in North Alabama. And this is a thing. Like in recent days, this is a thing. I'm going to bring on somebody right now. Daniel Taylor, who is a reporter with 1819 News, is one of the ones who broke a story coming out of Marshall County, but it's not relegated just to Marshall County. And he's on the line right now. Hey, Daniel, how you doing?
Hey, Phil. Good. Happy to be here.
Well, I appreciate you making some time. And listen, good reporting. Thank you for your work on this particular one. And you've tracked it through a series of stories, actually, with commentary from local officials and all. But back up and tell us what you found out about Marshall County.
All right. So I guess it all kind of started last week, like the most recent controversy. There was a post made on Facebook by a local citizen, and it showed a photo of a charter bus that appeared to be dropping off people downtown. And that post, it got hundreds of comments. People were giving their own account, saying they had also seen buses, and the general consensus was that they believed these to be Haitian migrants being dropped off just in downtown Albertville. And Boaz also has reported some seeing these buses, and there were other cities and other counties have since reported them. And so at the start, people were kind of questioning, like, what are these people doing here, and where are they coming from, and why are they here?
Well, so and, you pointed out that they were Haitian. Did somebody interview them? How do we know they were Haitians?
Well, that was the assumption to begin with. And I know because, I mean, Albertville, it's long been a hotspot for migration, stretching back to the 90s, early 2000s. I mean, back then it was primarily Hispanic population moving in to work at the area's chicken plants. And since then, there has been a growing Haitian population, and that's just known in the area. And so the assumption was these people were Haitian, and I believe, you know, several local leaders, officials, and even on the state and federal level have started to investigate, and they've said they've personally been trying to vet the immigration status, and they have found that some of these are Haitians. But
well, Haitians have been getting a kind of a strange deal. I mean, of course, Haiti is almost a city, a nation in ruin just off our coast, but We understand the Biden administration has been bringing in Haitians in mass loads. It's just a whole part of the whole, like, no borders policy of the Biden-Harris administration. But in this particular case, where are they bussed from? I mean, are they bussing them from a refugee camp somewhere that we don't know about? Are they bussing them from a street corner in Birmingham? I mean, what's the deal?
That's something that is still under investigation that I'm trying to find out, and I know several leaders are trying to get together and find out. They have said that some of the people being transported are actually residents of the area, but where they came before that or how they got here is still unclear.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. When you say bus loads, how many people do we have a number?
Just some anecdotally on some people's comments, they said they saw up to 20, 30 people. I know I just drove around town to see if I could find any buses, and I did see several groups of people waiting on corners, street corners, and behind businesses as if they were waiting to be picked up. So it's not something that, I mean, people are used to seeing Haitians and other people around town walking to and from work, but this gathering to be picked up is not something people have been used to seeing lately.
All right, so they're being picked up and bussed in to do what? Like, are they coming here to just take up residence, or are they coming here because there's a factory or some kind of agribusiness that's like bringing them in for workers? What's the deal?
Yeah, in this particular case, I learned that it's actually Pilgrim's. I think Pilgrim's Pride Corporation. They have a plant in Russellville. This is what they told me when I reached out to them. It's recently expanded, so they needed more workers to cover that. So they have been picking up people from Albertville, I guess Boaz, and maybe some of these reports are getting out of Athens and other places, maybe for the same plant. I'm not sure about that, but they're taking them there to work. And I know that it's a high paying job relatively, and it's a low barrier to entry, so it is attractive to a lot of people who could maybe get work otherwise. So that's kind of why they're moving into this area. And
are they here? Are they here legally or illegally? What do you know about that?
The Haitians, most likely they are here legally, given that, like you said, the unrest in their country. They are able to apply for asylum, and the government has a program to do that. Now, whether or not the program is more lenient under the Biden-Harris administration, I don't know. But so I know some of them probably aren't here legally, but I would say the majority of them are, with the Haitian population.
Do you wind up talking to any locals and get their thoughts, concerns? I know that your articles and some of the ones that I saw from other outlets had quoted the sheriff, quoted local elected officials. And then what are citizens on the street saying about this?
Yes, I know there's been a lot of online, mainly, is where a lot of the conversations have taken place. There's been several posts made since that first post went viral. There's been other videos, and there's been some negativity surrounding that, as you can imagine, with social media, people saying some very off-color comments. And I know the city of Albertville and U.S. our state representative called that out. And but I think there's also people, they're just concerned, like, legal or otherwise, it's not about necessarily the race of these people. It's just that it's such a small area, relatively, can't really sustain this level of growth in such a short amount of time. So legal or otherwise, they're concerned about that.
Yeah, this is, I'll be honest with you, this is my back door. I live in Etowah County. I butt up against Marshall County. Boaz, Albertville there's a lot of folks where I live that actually drive in or drive out to Boaz, Albert. I drove through it last night. In fact, there's a movie theater that my wife and I went to the movie theater this weekend in Albertville. So it's amazing to me to think that this is happening like that on the busload scale. And I don't care where or not. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I will say that since this has come out, both State Senator Kitchens and Brock Colvin have spoken with Pilgrims, and they have decided to discontinue the bus transportation part. Now, whether or not they'll still be doing some type of transport, I don't know. I think they have used vans in the past, so maybe they'll go back to doing that. But they have said they would stop using those buses.
Yeah, I'm just curious where they're busing them from. That's the other thing. How is it that busloads of, and they're all Haitian, are all showing up? I mean, they're picking them up from somewhere, and the word's getting out, hey, Haitians, there's a bus for you. Show up at this corner, and we'll take you to work. And they drive them in a charter bus. I just look at this and think, there's more to the story. Like, how is the word getting to them? Where are they coming from? But I'll tell you, too, just so you know, I got a text from one of our listeners who said that at 4 o'clock today, the Athens City Council is actually having a meeting about this very thing, too, because Athens has also had the same issue. Have you heard that?
I hadn't heard that at a meeting. I know, I believe our U.S. Representative Bill Strong, he issued a statement regarding Athens specifically. He's been looking into that himself, so I know they're having issues as well.
They are, and at 4 o'clock today, the City Council is meeting to see what's what and to take local input. Hey, Daniel, I hope you stay on this story. I just think that it's too novel for it not to be pursued, and it's also really indicative of what's happening under the Biden-Harris administration. So thanks for reporting on it.
Absolutely. I'm definitely going to stay on it and hopefully find out more information for you.
All right. If you do, just give us a call. All right?
Absolutely.
All right. Daniel Taylor, 1819 News. Thanks for your time, man.
Thank you.
You can check them out, 1819news.com. They've got stories on this right now, several, as a matter of fact. I think Daniel did all of them. But quotes from State Senator Wes Kitchens, State Senator Arthur Orr, and then the local officials and then local citizens with photos that were posted by citizens saying, a busload of Haitian immigrants just showed up. And I look at this and go, okay, I get the fact that Pilgrim's Pride or whoever it was, Wayne Farms, that brought them in, I get you have to have workers. It's part of the stream of commerce. I question in today's climate the wisdom of bringing in busloads of migrants into rural Alabama. You're just asking for exactly what just happened. Public outcry, local concerns. Why are we doing this? Why can't those jobs be given to American citizens? Well, we can't get Americans to work. Okay, did you try? How hard did you try? And is there a bus anywhere for Americans to get to work? I mean, how's this work? How is this the right thing to do? All right, we're going to take a break right now. Big Rig, take us to the break, brother. We'll take a break. I'll come back. I'll catch up on some text messages. And we'll, bottom of the hour, we'll be switching gears to a new dipper. But folks, this southern border, do not forget how active and problematic it still is. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back.